We go from talking about rugby league, Tom Feeney's rejoined me in the studio, to talking about bridge, because a High Court judge has been asked to get involved in an argument to determine whether the card game is a sport or a game. We're expecting a decision on that from a judicial review, possibly today, possibly tomorrow. I'm pleased to say, joining us in the studio from the Leeds Bridge Club is Ronnie Merritt. Ronnie, a very good afternoon to you.
Hi there.
First of all, bridge, tell us a bit about it. Obviously, you basically, it's a card game, but why do you think it's a sport?
Well, it's a card game, a bit like whist or solo with a lot of add-ons. It's a sport because it's got all the rules, regulations and experiences of sport. It's got a national and an international governing body, the competitions at local, regional, national and international level, the standards, there's ratings, there's rules. At international level, there's even doping tests, believe it or not.
I don't know if that's would that be an advantage. I don't know.
Not advanced, but it's got all the trappings of sport. Some of the poorer ones as well as the good ones. But it's a great game to play, and it's great for anybody. You can get in there and play. If you're poor, rich, single, married, if you're a multimillionaire, or if you're a road sweeper, and you get them playing against each other.
Well, I guess we look at some sports where it's so expensive for the equipment or whatever. All you need, I guess, is a pack of cards to play.
Pack of cards. Whole evening's play costs you £3-4 quid. That's the table money.
That's perfect for you, Tom.
I was going to say.
And they usually throw in a cup of tea for that.
Hey, now I'm tempted, not really.
And that's 3 hours when you play 24 hands. Because all the cards are dealt out in a hand. They're pre-dealt by computer and put in a shoe. You play with two people, play against another two. You sit either east-west or north-south. The north, you play two boards, say. The north-south sit. The east-west move one way, and the shoes move the other way. The end of the evening, you've taken all the chance out of it, and theoretically what you left is a skill comparison between all the players.
So I guess in terms of games of skill, we're talking something like maybe chess. Something like that, where Sport England are saying that if we say bridge is a sport, then it will open the door to things like a chess and Scrabble diluting their budget. Surely we should be, as a nation, wanting people to get involved in activities, whether it's physical or indeed mental, because we hear a lot about how mental health and keeping the brain sharp and active is important. So surely this is a good thing.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think, they reckon in a few years' time, 30% of the population are going to be 60 years or over. Do you see them paddling a kayak or throwing the shot put? Don't think so. But this is a great game. It's a test of stamina, endurance. It's proven that it helps kids in educationally, they perform better, not just in mathematics. Adults live longer, the brain's more active. They've even done research in the States where they think it makes a physical improvement, more resistance to disease. I find it hard to believe that myself, but it really is the case.
Tom, what do you think?
So in terms of bridge and it becoming a sport, just what would the benefits be if it was given that title?
Right. The benefits would be it gets the cachet of being recognised as such. We're on a campaign to get more people playing the sport. We've got youngsters, we've got people 80, 90 and every age group that there is in between. It seems to be more successful in other countries in gaining members. For example, Italy has done some research and they've just put it on the national curriculum in all the schools. There's one other, two other countries that do that. But it's got all the attributes of a sport, all the competition, the strategy. And we reckon, and there's going to be more research done, that it does help delay the onset of dementia and loneliness. I mean, if you're a guy in your own or you're divorced, you can walk in a club and they may have a guest partner ready for you. If you ring up, they'll prepare one for you. If you come with somebody, they will fit you in and you can play anywhere in the world. We've played in Corfu, South Africa, Australia, the Cayman Islands, on a cruise ship with French people. Is a system of silent bidding with signal cards where you don't even need to speak.
Well, that sounds great.
So you can play against somebody who you don't speak a word of the language to.
So is it one of those games that, a bit like chess, you can start playing it and you will learn as you go on, but is it easy to pick up and learn as you play?
It is. There is a learning curve. It depends at what level you want to play. The equivalent might be, at the top level, you can do the equivalent of bend it with Beckham. But what's called kitchen bridge, you wouldn't even think about that. You just play out the hand, try and make tricks, as many tricks as you can. And what you're doing is, there's a bidding sequence before you actually play the cards, where with a coded bidding system, you say, if this is a trump, say spades is trumps, I'm going to make so many tricks. And if you do that or make more tricks, you win and you get points. And if you don't make it, you get punished severely. And it's all scored up on that basis.
Sounds like good fun. When is it going to evolve?
I'm going to say
it's a great game. Well, you can come and learn. There's clubs all over Yorkshire, Bradford, Leeds, Sheffield. And there's a website called learnbridgeyorkshire.co.uk where they're all advertised. Or you can come and learn in Leeds at Leeds Bridge Club or Bradford or Wetherby, Dewsbury even. And there's many, many other clubs that are not affiliated to the EBU but play nevertheless and give a good game. It's open. It's a genuine, democratic, open game.
Is it one of those games, sports, interchange between the two terms, I guess, which is probably more popular than people think, because there's very little coverage of bridge. It's not on TV, or not from what I've seen.
It's not very photogenic, but everybody's got a sister, aunt, father or uncle or grandparent who's playing it or has played it. We've got 50,000 plus members. We reckon there's 4 to 5 times as many at least playing it in their own home, in other clubs, this sort of thing. Bit like football. For every Premier team, there's a dozen pitches where it's kicked about or a backyard where it's kicked about. Same sort of thing.
Reminds me a bit, Tom, of, you know, we get the debate around sports going into the Olympics and squash, and the reason squash isn't in the Olympics, despite the fact it's a big sport, is because it's not very televisual. Maybe
that surprises me, actually.
Because of the way the court is and the way how fast the ball is, they've never found a way of really making it great for television and, ergo, great for sponsors.
The thing Sport UK have got to think about is this. OK, they're worried about money, and everybody's concerned about that, but you don't want to hold back an activity that is actually helpful, enjoyable and beneficial to the whole population. They're worried about obesity, I heard them say on the television this morning. I'm worried about people staying, living longer and having a lively, healthy life, and bridge contributes to that.
Are there plenty of people in Yorkshire playing the game? You mentioned there's clubs all over the place.
There's 3,500 recognised members. I reckon there's a dozen times more people who play in the home, with friends, in a club. We've even played in Schiphol Airport waiting for a plane. You know that connection that takes 5 hours? What are you going to do? So you get out a bridge cloth with your friends and you play some bridge.
We're going to have to. This is going to be what we're going to be doing.
I was going to say, when Radio Yorkshire does things, I think bridge might be something that we do have to do. Just in terms of it becoming a sport, then just how big would it be if it gained that title?
It would be massive, because it's on the cusp of being formally an Olympic sport. There are competitions. The next one's in Chennai, I believe. I mean, there's some famous people played bridge as well. There's Omar Sharif, the great film actor, and Bill Gates. He's played at national congress level. And a string of other people. There's even one or two pop groups play it. Because, you know, you're waiting for a gig, you've nothing to do, oh, we'll sit down with my mates and play some Hands of Bridge.
I love card games. We used to play them as children and get involved. I've never played bridge, and obviously now I'm very interested in getting involved. How, if like me, you've been inspired to get involved in the world of bridge, how do we get involved?
You go onto the website, Learn Bridge Yorkshire, and contact one of the clubs listed there, because they give the times and dates of lessons. Come up to Leeds. We've got something teaching nearly every weekday, and we'll help and guide you. We'll even find you a partner, because you pay as a pair.
There you go, Tom, perfect for you.
Look forward to seeing you both, gentlemen.
Ronnie Root from the Leeds Bridge Club, thank you very much for your time. And
my pleasure.
Very best of luck.
Cheers.